Isle of Wight phone-in is sponsored by the Proper Pasty Company of Cowes. Go and get a proper, freshly cooked pasty from Medina Road in West Cowes by the floating bridge.
Hey, look, Joe Pasquale's on the phone. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Ian. How are you, son?
I'm very well, I'm very well. Do you know what? You sound so bright and bubbly.
I always am, though, mate. I'm on vacation, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because of the Cowes Pasty Company. I love that. I love the fact that you're sponsored by a pasty company there.
I'll tell you what, when you're over, try the lamb and mint one.
Is that lamb and mint in a pasty?
Yeah, lamb and mint. It's lovely, I'll tell
oh,
you.
Oh, no, that sounds better than the Greg's one anyway.
What? I'll tell you what, when you're on at Shanklin Theatre, I might nip across with one.
Well, how's the thing that? Is, you know what, I like the sweet ones as well, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't believe we started the interview talking about pasties.
I know, it's on my head, love. It's on my head. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you always, because you come across as this really happy chappy who's a whole load of fun. Are you always like that? Because I know that I come across that way, but I'm miserable sod when I get home.
No, I'm a secret devil worshipper. No, I'm like this all the time. I really am. I think you've got to. Life's too short. I think I realised a few years ago that you ain't here for long, so just got to. Life's too short and no one gets out of it alive, so you've just got to have a crack all the time, really, haven't you?
I think you have. I think you're absolutely right. And obviously that links nicely into the end of the world tour, Armageddon. Tell us about it.
Well, all it is just me doing crack for a couple of hours, really. It's me and a great mate of mine called Andy Fleming, who's a great impressionist, comedy impressionist on the show as well. And it's 2 hours of absolute nonsense, because if the mind, yeah, prophecy's right, December the 22nd or 23rd, that's it for us. You know, so this could be your last chance to watch me do a couple of hours of crack, really, with mate Andy. And it is, you know, I think life's too short, and it's just a couple of hours of nonsense. I do a bit of painting, a bit of comedy, a bit of magic, a bit of audience participation, a bit of everything, really. And all I do is muck about, and that's it, really, in a nutshell. You know, people take it far too seriously. They go, oh, what am I going to do? No, don't worry about what you're going to do. Just have a laugh.
Yeah.
And that's why, all you've got to do is turn the telly on, right, and, you know, open a newspaper. It's terrible out there. So, and you can't do anything as an individual to change the stuff that's going on like that. All you've got to do is just go, oh, blimey, forget about that. Let's just do that then, you know. Let's go and have a pasty.
Or two, yeah.
Yeah.
How does it vary? Because I saw you live, I think it was down in somewhere like Taunton, Paignton, back in about 1990, 91. You were
blimey, that was 20-odd years ago then, mate, wasn't it?
I think you were with Bobby Devro, in a show with Bobby Devro.
Yeah, that would have been Torquay then, the ERC, the English Riviera Centre.
God, you remember it straight away.
Yeah.
And I remember you ran on, and I think you fell down some stairs or something, and we were laughing our socks off, and then we thought, well, you might have hurt yourself.
Yeah, I probably did hurt myself. I don't remember falling down the stairs, so that means it wasn't part of the act, so I probably did hurt myself then.
Sorry, I laughed.
No, that's right.
I thought it was funny. Put it in the act.
I keep it every night. Yeah.
I remember seeing a big toilet roll as well, a toilet roll being blown in the wind.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one as well, yeah. Blimey, you got good memories for that then, eh? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it was a fantastic show, really, really good fun.
Yeah, no, I remember that season. Yeah, that was. I've still got that toilet roll blower in my head.
How does it differ now? I mean, you know, is it the same sort of stuff? Or
no, it's the same sort of stuff, but it's just different stuff, really. I just go out and I've got every boot sale I can when I'm, you know, touring around. I pick up CAC and I go on eBay. I've got a garage full of CAC and I just thought, I'll put that in the act then and see what happens with it, really. And that's the way it develops. Some people spend months and months putting it together, go, oh, let's do that. No, I don't. I just go, let's put a load of stuff in the back of the car and put it out on stage and let's play with it, really.
So, I was just seeing you with your low old cack.
It is that. You know, I tell you, people say, oh, they take this comedy too seriously. So, you know, the worst thing that can happen is people don't love it. I'm sorry, that was cack. And I go, oh, no, I told you it was. You know, if you're a brain surgeon and you're operating someone's brain and you've got a cold and you're going to sneeze and you've got a scalpel in their head, they're less dangerous. What I do ain't that dangerous, really, is it? Do you know what I mean?
No. I'm just thinking, we used to see you a lot on people like Des O'Connor and shows like that. We don't see you enough on the TV when it comes down to the chat shows. Is that because of the chat shows changed so much?
Well, I think the chat shows changed. They've gone for all the American bag over the big. They don't want me on there talking cack. They want someone like Russell Brand talking cack. That's what they want, you know.
Yeah, but I do miss you on programmes like that because, you know, I know that comedy has changed. I mean, you know, years ago it was, you know, Mike Reed doing stand-up and lots of gags and stuff. But you do very visible comedy and I just think it works. It's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to, you know, because Des O'Connor now, he's almost like semi-retired, isn't he?
But he's 81 now, 82 now, Des.
But it's just incredible. Those kind of chat shows used to be really, really good fun. And I just feel sad that we kind of lost them, because I like that kind of showbiz stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. I agree with you on that. But, you know, the business changes and you adapt with it. I'm doing a lot of documentary stuff now as well. It sounds a bit weird. But, you know, I'm doing a documentary series for Sky One coming up in the autumn. I did some stuff for Discovery Channel last year. So I'm also doing a degree in university at the moment. So, you know, I'm still doing whatever comes in, really. You know, it's one of those things that you adapt. At the moment, I'm on tour of a play. I'm doing a Doctor in the House with Robert Powell. You know, so it's also it's for culture, really, is what it is. You just take what comes in.
What you actually do? Because I saw an interview with you and Robert recently, and that's a serious one, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not serious at all. It's based on the book from Richard Gordon that was written in the 40s. And then it was a film in 1957 with Dirk Bogart. Then it was 6 films, and it was a sitcom for 11 years. So, no, it's not serious at all. It's semi-serious, but it's a comedy. And my role in it is the main comedy anchor of it anyway. So, yeah, I've done a few serious plays. I did Rosencrantz and Guildenstern a couple of years ago. But I do like doing the comedy stuff on stage. I did the producers a couple of years ago, Millbrook's producers. So, I diversify a lot. I do a lot of voiceover. Oh, I've had an accident, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I'll do whatever comes in. As long as Angel get up and do a proper job, that's all that matters.
Well, that's it. We're coming to a proper job in a moment, but I just want to ask you a couple more questions, if I may. Obviously, looking forward to you coming to the Isle of Wight in August. You've been to the Isle of Wight before, obviously.
I have, mate. Yes, I love it over there. I used to go there as a kid on holiday.
Really?
I've still got all those different coloured sands.
Oh, well, down at the Needle, so got all those. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
I've
still got that, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, do you come here to work now? Do you come here to relax on holiday now?
No, I haven't been on holiday over there for years and years and years, but I should do it, because it is a really nice place, you know, to come and relax. It is very, it's a lot better than the mainland.
Okay, I've got to say this, because you're working with Robert Powell at the moment, and I'm just thinking, he did that thing with Jasper Carrot years ago, didn't he? Do you remember?
That's right. Yeah, he did the detectives.
I could see you doing a spin off of the Sweeney.
Oh, really? I'd be like nodding with an headache.
But that would be so funny hearing you go, "We're the Sweeney, son. We haven't had any dinner." That would be so funny.
The thing is, they've made that new film as well, haven't they? With Ray Winston and Ben, whatever it's from Plan B, isn't it?
Yeah, but you could do a comical version. I just think that'd be really good.
Imagine me being really hard. It wouldn't really work.
People like Bobby Davro, you used to work with. Do you still sort of rub shoulders? Do you still sort of...
Oh, yeah, still speak to Bob. Yeah, still speak to Bobby. You know, to be honest, you know, it's one of these businesses where you see one person for, you know, see him for another year, because you cross paths so infrequently while he's on the road.
And who do you admire that's around today doing comedy?
Oh, I love Noel Fielding, the Mighty Boosh.
Do you know, I've got to admit, I don't get Noel at all. I've seen him on a few programmes, and yeah, okay, it's kind of funny, but I'm kind of looking at it and thinking...
But have you seen him do his act? Or you just seen him just sitting on a panel?
I've seen a bit of doing an act, and it kind of doesn't appeal. But I might just now, because you've sort of you've said it was good, so I'm going to have a little look and
have
see.
Have a look, because I really like him. He does a long set. I really like him, but I've always liked him ever since when he first came on, before he came on the scene, and I'd heard about him. I seen him do some stuff, and I really liked it. And then when the Mighty Boosh came about, I really enjoyed the Mighty Boosh. It's just stupidity. I really like stupid stuff. That's what really appeals to me. You see.
Well, I like the stupid stuff. That's why I kind of like your acts.
I know. It's got to be stupid. Life's too short not to be stupid, love.
When did you realise that? Yeah, no, what sort of age were you when you realised that? Hey, right, hang on, I'm acting the fool and I'm making people laugh.
Yeah, I don't really know. Some of that, it's a slow transition. You go, it's just one of those things that you don't realise. I think you just end up doing it, really. I don't know. It wasn't a conscious decision. It's just, you know, I've always gone with whatever's happening, really, and that's why I'm still doing it, I think, after nearly 30 years. Because I've not taken it too seriously. I don't take myself or the business seriously, and life's too short, really, and that's it.
I want to ask you about, because I know that I said to someone the other day that, you know, we were talking about, we've got Joe Pasquale on the show, and they laughed, because as soon as they mentioned you, they laughed for some reason. Yeah. You know, that's
funny, isn't it?
Yeah. And I said, did you know he used to be a policeman? And she said, no, he wasn't.
No, I didn't know. That's the whole thing. I went on Des O'Connor once and went, and Des says to me, what did you used to do? And I said, I used to be a policeman, right? And he went, did you? So I said, yeah. I said, but I gave it up because I got involved in this hold-up once, and there was a lot of gangsters inside, and I was outside with a megaphone going, come out of your hands up or there'll be trouble, right? And that was it. And ever since then, everybody believed that I was a copper. This is the only job, there's only two jobs you can lie for a living, and that's this, being a comedian and being a taxi bloke, where you say, I'll be there in 15 minutes, you know, and that's it.
So you weren't a policeman then?
No, not at all, love. No.
Oh, right. So what did you do before comedy, then?
Oh, before I was coming, I used to do loads of dead-end jobs. I used to work at Smithfield's Meat Market, Ford's at Dagenham, I spot welding on my forecourt cleaners, labouring on building sites, garage forecourt. I was a clerical assistant for the Department of Transport and Environment for about 6 months, and it didn't last long. I did loads of horrible jobs that I hated.
And you'd hate to go back and do that now, wouldn't you? Because that don't sound like fun at all.
No, none of those are fun, love. No, none at all.
How real was I'm a Celebrity?
It's very real. Yeah, people think they're giving you bacon sandwiches and all this, and there's not. I lost a stone and a half, and you know, it's boring. What you see is an hour a day of making it look fun. Ant and Dec make it look, oh, look at that, he fell over today. They had a big row, then they flew out of an helicopter, then he jumped out of a plane, then he had a kangaroo's willy. What a fantastic day. And the reality is, you sat there for another 23 hours watching people fart and argue. So nothing really goes on. So it's just the highlights that make it look, you know, like you've got 13 people and those highlights make it look fantastic. And the reality of it is it's quite a boring existence for 3 weeks.
Did you actually, I mean, now looking back, are you glad you went on it or do you regret it?
Oh, yeah, no, I've never, I don't know if you regret anything in life. You know, you learn from everything. No, I quite enjoyed it out there.
I can't, because it is quite some time ago, and I remember you won it, and I wanted you to win it because you were coming across as such a great guy.
9 years ago, that was.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Good grief. Did you have any rows with anybody?
No, I'm not one of those arguments. I don't row with anyone, mate. So, no, I didn't have a row with anybody. The thing is, when you get out there, I don't understand how people go, you know, straight out the alpha lever, start around and arguing all that. You know, you're on telly, for God's sake. Do you not realise that there's 10 million people watching you? You wouldn't go on, you know, on the news. You wouldn't go on Des O'Connor and start calling everybody this and start farting and swearing and what have you. So why would you do it on that? That's what I don't get.
No, I'm with you there. I don't understand that at all. If there's anybody listening, what kind of advice can you give to up-and-coming comics?
Just get out in front of it. The advice I got years and years and years ago was get out in front of any audience you can and just start feeling comfortable in front of any audience, regardless of 2 people or 2,000 people. Get in front of an audience, and the more you do, the more relaxed you start feeling.
And what's the great gadget? Because I know you're big on your gadgets and stuff. What's the one thing that we got to look out for when we see you in August on the island that's going to make us laugh?
I haven't got it, but I want to get it. There's a portable bidet you can get now.
Right.
There really is. They were showing it on. I'm trying to get hold of one. It was on this morning last week, and it's a hand bidet, which sounds really good. So I'm going to try and get hold of one.
Right.
No, I'm serious. It was like a little bicycle pump, and Holly and Philip were on there, and they had to guess what it was, and they were saying, oh, I think it's like a whisk type thing. I think it's a balloon inflator, and it worked out. It was a portable bidet, and I won.
Right. Okay. And is that going to be in place for the show at Shanklin?
Well, if
Shanklin?
I can find one, I obviously won't be demonstrating it, but I'll show them what it is. You know.
Have you still got these contraptions, Eddie?
I've got it all at my garage. I can't get the car in. It's full of cack.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still get the odd one out now and again that you did like a good few years ago?
Yeah, occasionally I do. Yeah, so I get the best of bits out of that sometimes. Oh, I haven't used that for years. I drag that again. So, yeah, I do sometimes.
When you were first starting, who were your heroes?
Oh, Tommy Cooper, Bob Monkhouse, Norman Wisdom, you know, all the greats, really. Eric Sykes, unfortunately, who went a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really sad. Yeah. But Norman Wisdom we lost a couple
That's
of years
right,
ago
yeah.
as well.
Oh, and Bob Monkhouse, Bob went as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They were legends. And funny enough, I could see a little bit of all of those in you.
Yeah, no, I thought they were genius. Really, really, absolutely amazing.
Okay, yeah. So you're coming to the Isle of Wight in August.
Yeah.
I'm really, really looking forward to it. And it should be a really cracking night. How long do you actually go on stage for? A couple of hours?
Well, the whole show's about 2 hours. I do about 10 minutes at the beginning. Then I put Andy on. He does the first half as well. Then I do about an hour or so. Depends on, you know, what time the ferry is. The last ferry on the Isle of Wight, really. So, yeah, it goes on for a couple of hours, the whole show.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it should be a right good fun night. And I say, I saw you 20 years ago and I laughed then.
I'm feeling old.
I can't remember who else was there. It was you, Bobby Davro, and there must have been a woman there as well. But
yeah,
I can't
there was
remember.
A... three girls, I can't remember what they're called, a singing group, and there's also a speciality act called Dick Van Winkle, who used to play flutes through his nose. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, I do. It's all come back to me now. Yeah. It was a really, really great night, and I don't normally go in for those kind of shows, but I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and it must have stuck in my mind, because I remember it all.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay, Joe, look, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time, E. God bless, mate.
See you in August.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye. That was Joe Pasquale. What a nice man. What a star.